Hey, welcome to my show, Feng Shui Your Way on UK Health Radio. I'm Janine Lo, your go-to Feng Shui consultant and Chinese astrologer. I've been helping people transform their lives for over 20 years, from private clients to big names and businesses, and I can't wait to share my tips and stories with you. Today, I have with me Melissa Amos. She is a soul mentor, intuitive guide, Akashi Records practitioner, workshop facilitator, I'm going to take ages doing all these, author and Reiki teacher. Her work is deeply embodied and centered on helping people trust their intuition, reconnect with their truth, and step out of their endless healing loops. Today, we're talking about Akashi Reiki, a new lineage and living frequency that she has been forming quietly over the past year. We'll explore why so many healers feel stuck, what's been missing in the healing field, and how this work supports a return to wholeness rather than constant fixing. I'm really looking forward to this conversation because I've been following Melissa, well, she's a friend on Facebook, and when she started talking about the Akashi Records, it felt like it spoke to me. So I thought, right, let's get on the show. So, Melissa, welcome.
Thank you, Janine. Lovely to be here.
So I'm going to start at the beginning so we can set the field. So, Melissa, you've witnessed this work forming behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Or it had a name, yeah?
Yeah.
What did your sense was happening at the energetic level? What made this come together for you?
Well, I've been in the field for a long time, and my background is all really from energetic work. So my introduction into spirituality and wellness was through Reiki. And it fascinated me. And from there, from my first Reiki attunement, it turned into understanding about the law of attraction and then about the Akashic Records. And then eventually I went into psychotherapy and spiritual counseling. So I had all of these things that were, you know, in my field. And about 3 years ago, I created my own program, Soul School, which was to help people read their own Akashic Records, because what I was seeing was it was this field that was giving the most long-lasting changes and the real insight into people's lives and who they are and their purpose. Now, it was about 18 months ago where actually I was in Bulgaria on a retreat, and I got woken up at 3 a.m. and I was under the stars overlooking the mountains, and I don't know how to describe it apart from this vision and this journey and this frequency started to come through to me. And I was drawn into this flame, which interestingly had been kind of in my periphery for quite a while. It kept coming when I was in the field and when I was teaching. And this flame, essentially, I can only describe it as an attunement. And I remember receiving it and then going inside and grabbing my laptop, and I have never typed so quick in my life.
Right.
And the whole journey just came through, and I thought, I didn't think anything. I was like, what is this? And then I came home, and at this point I had just completing my first year of Soul School. And I had, you know, 10 practitioners who were just about to graduate, and I offered them this attunement. And the feedback and the change that started to happen after, you know, from before and after was incredible. And I started to realize that the Akashic Records were wanting to be used in a way that was more than to be read and to be understood. They wanted to be used as a frequency which holds this energy of non-judgment, of continual evolution, of deep understanding and being seen without the, I could call it the micromanagement or the interference, if you like, from the human, because we all have our own understandings and abilities and agendas and all of these things. And it seemed to me that this attunement was the doorway into being able to use the Akashic Records in that way.
Oh, yeah. So, listeners, you'll understand why I was so interested to get her on my show, because this is something for me. I mean, obviously, Feng Shui, Chinese astrology is all working with energy. But now you've told me that you were, because I know you travel a lot because I follow you and you do go to a lot of various firms, and if you open yourself, so basically you opened yourself because you were relaxed in a different environment, the energy came down and gave you this amazing thing. So many healers listening have been all the right things. I've been doing all the right things, for years, as me as well, being born an intuitive. Why do you think so many still feel like there's something else that is unresolved? Because I get that.
Yeah.
So when I was doing my research into you, that was something I picked up. So how would you explain that to them?
This is what we see over and over and over again. This like continual seeking of what next, what next, what next. And probably the question I get asked the most is, what's my purpose, during readings and things. Now, also through my work as an energy healer, as a psychotherapist, as particularly when the psychotherapy work came in, I started to realize something, that the whole healing space and the whole premise of healing has been founded, at least more recently, on the premise that we're broken and something needs fixing.
Yeah.
And we can feel broken and we can have symptoms and we can, you know, not be where we want to be. And that's all great. And we want to evolve. We want to move. We want to change. And I'm not denying that. But when I began to understand, by taking everything that I'd learned into the field of the Akashic Records, where nothing is broken, from the field of the Akashic Records, when you really look as an Akashic Records guide, if you like, or from the frequency from there, the underlying message was very clear for me, that everything's an invitation, everything is as it's meant to be, and that these things that we don't like, physical symptoms, mental, emotional, you know, being lost, whatever it is, are symptoms of something else that's underlying, and they're invitations into our growth, right? For me, it was about flipping this understanding of what is healing. Because when you come to me thinking that you're broken and that the purpose of our sessions together are to fix this thing, then there's never an end. Because we fix one thing, you've seen this, right? You fix one thing and it's like, oh, what next? You know, even with Feng Shui, it's like, well, I want this reading, or I want this understanding, or I want to move everything in my house because the money's not flowing, or because my relationship. Okay, so this invitation of, well, I'm inquiring and now I'm moving my room around, is not just fixing a symptom, it's creating the foundations for something new, a new way of thinking, a new way of living, a new way of evolving. And so for me, by flipping this definition of healing, not as a, because there's something wrong or because something needs to be fixed, but as a invitation into evolution, healing as evolution, healing as growth, healing as knowing that I'm coming to you as the acorn that hasn't yet been buried into the into the earth, or, you know, hasn't yet fallen from the tree, or hasn't yet sprouted into the tree, or hasn't yet grown into a 150-year oak. But the acorn is perfect as it is every time. And that's how I hold you. That's how Akashic Reiki holds everyone that comes in there, knowing that this is where I am right now, and there's more room for growth. What I've seen through my clients and through my students is that by holding that frequency and holding that knowing, I'm perfect as I am, and I might not like where something that's showing up, but not trying to fight it, not trying to fix it, not trying to resolve it, but trying to, but using it as this knowing that there's something more, it stops the loop. It literally then turns more into the spiral as we start to move up and out into higher aspects of our development.
Well, that was Very interesting. And I, as you were talking to it, obviously I can see you, other people can't. I could actually see the energy in the room change. And just so you know, an orb just went behind your head.
Ooh, love an orb.
And I wasn't even saying that. So we're just going to stop here at this moment so we can hand over to our sponsors. But when we come back, I'm going to talk to Melissa about sharing the knowledge about the heart of her work.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving, it's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
Sarah wasn't bad at her job, she was stuck in hidden grief. After her dog died, she took a sales role just to stay busy, but every pitch felt empty. A Cogna Movement session uncovered that she was seeking the warmth of her dog rather than serving her clients. Using our patented movements and sensory patterns, she cleared the grief and rocketed to the top. What hidden emotion is holding you back? Try our Essentials program at the special UK Health Radio rate. Visit cognamovement.com/radio or click on the Cogna Movement banner on the UK Health Radio homepage. Results vary.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Hey, we're back. So, Melissa, when you say Akashic Reiki isn't a modality but a lineage, is it lineage or lineage? Lineage.
Lineage.
What does this mean?
What I have seen sprout in the spiritual space over and over again are different modalities and different techniques and different protocols, which all work incredibly well, often to a point, but they work incredibly well. And whilst Akashic Reiki has some incredible techniques and some incredible protocols that I've pulled in through my psychotherapy work, my NLP work, my energy healing work, and of course the work through the Akashic Records, it's not just a bunch of techniques and protocols that have been lumped together into a manual. It's a living, breathing frequency, because it was founded upon this attunement that I received when I was in Bulgaria. So much like Reiki, and it is an evolution of Reiki as we know it, it comes from this living, breathing field that we hold, and that's the thing that guides us. And the protocols and the techniques are here to support that change, both in ourselves and in our clients.
Right. So I'm not sure if I'm asking the same thing here, and you're going, Janine, no, I've got to repeat this, but sometimes you need to. So how does working with Akashic Reiki shift the way healing unfolds compared to traditional systems?
What we've done with Akashic Reiki is it's founded on this frequency, which means that once you've had the attunement and you're living with the principles of Akashic Reiki, of non-judgment, of continual evolution, of knowing that we're always whole, and there's various other underpinnings from there. What I've seen is that we're holding this energy, and that things around us then begin to unfold. Because we're holding this frequency of what the Akashic Records stand for and what they are continually presenting to us. And actually what we're doing in Akashic Reiki is where understanding that we have all of this already, I'm not giving you anything new. It's something that we already have. But what actually happens just in human behavior is we begin to, from when we're born and through our past lives, really, is we begin to develop these, what I call overlays. You might know as programs, conditioning, these things that are not us. You know, these things where a part of me wants this and a part of me wants that, or I didn't feel myself, or, you know, you act in certain ways and you're like, why can't I change this? Right. And so Akashic Reiki is actually coming into that divine blueprint. Like, that's where we're working with here. Like, this original love that we all hold and this divine guidance of, this is my highest potential. This is the destiny that I'm here as a human to unfold in my lifetime. And these overlays and these programmings are the invitations to heal, right? These invitations to grow, because I believe that these overlays that we have are all, we often experience them as challenges. And the challenges, as we overcome them, do what? They strengthen our talents. They strengthen our field. So this is how we're looking at everything. And so as a practitioner, now I'm like not fighting against everything. I'm using all of this to fuel my fire, to fuel my divinity, to fuel my blueprint, so that I do make the choices. Like Janine, you shared with me, right, that you're starting this publishing company and you're doing all these things. And now that life is unfolding.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because that's in my world, that's the way of the world. And so Akashic Reiki is bringing in this knowing that we all have a place and that we have these programmings and the psychology and the mental health and all of these things that we experience as humans. And we're not fighting them. We're integrating them. We're learning from them. We're growing from them. And we're becoming more of ourselves in the meantime.
I absolutely get what you're saying. And it's interesting because obviously this is January 2026. I don't know when any of our listeners are listening to this, but one of the things, because I'm doing so much feng shui, I'm doing so much Chinese astrology, everything that I want is coming to me. Which is lovely. But when I was doing some research on you, one of the things that you put in, unconditional love is a critical component of your work.
Yeah.
Explain that.
It does fall back into how are we viewing who we are, both as a practitioner and as a human. The unconditional love isn't this kind of, oh, I love it anyway, but it's this understanding that when from a personal point of view, it's where can we find the love for ourselves, even when we do something that we don't love about ourselves. Right. Even when our body is presenting with something that doesn't feel good, even when we're frustrated with the outer experience, even when somebody does something that triggers us or that, you know, where can we find the love? This is different from, oh, everything happens for a reason. This is different from, oh, love and light. Oh, yeah, I've got no boundaries and treat me how you want. Because actually true unconditional love for self first has very strong boundaries. True unconditional love for self sees everything as an invitation, sees everything as not broken, sees everything as I was perfectly made. And that means that my challenges and my talents and my gifts and my desires and my everything was perfectly made. And I'm going to love that. And that gives me the potential to keep on growing and to move into my higher aspects. On top of that, as a practitioner with my client, this was something the Akashic Records taught me from the very beginning, that we're always doing the best we can with what we've got.
Yeah,
always.
Yeah.
And even when we do bad things, there's something, there's a programming, there's a condition, there's a trauma, there's something in there that is driving that behavior. You know, in psychology terms, we're either moving towards pleasure or away from pain. And sometimes those signals are mixed. When we can, as practitioners, hold our clients in pure non-judgment I'm not judging you. What happened, happened. And there's more. When we can hold in this pure, unconditional love, from an Akashic Records point of view, where we've held shame, where we've held guilt, where we've held anger, where we've held frustration, where we've held disappointment, all of these emotions that are frequencies, as soon as we meet them with unconditional love, they open, they change, they dissolve, they alchemize. And that is where the true healing happens. Rather than with many other protocols and modalities, it's I'm going to work at the level of the symptom, which is really only reinforcing the behavior that this isn't right.
Yeah. Goodness, listeners, I could just sit and listen to her without actually asking any questions. I don't think she actually needs me to ask any questions. She's 100% there. One, I can't wait. I'm so going to work with you at some point when my life slows down a little bit. So I'm just going to hand over to our sponsors. And when we can get back, we'll be sharing more of Melissa's wisdom.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Imagine. Every day, clients walk into your office with their concerns about intimacy, identity, desire, and trauma. Questions that require more than basic training. Emotional and sexual dynamics are evolving, and today's professionals must evolve with them. We hear from parents unable to start conversations with their children around identity. Too often, adolescents have learned their sexual ideas from the internet. Couples have difficulty communicating about sex with each other. At the International Institute of Clinical Sexology, you can gain the specialized skills and knowledge to address those issues with confidence. Whether you are a therapist, coach, educator, or other healthcare professional, our advanced certifications and PhD program empower you to become a highly skilled, sought-after sex therapist. Expand your expertise. Elevate your earning potential. Start your journey today with the International Institute of Clinical Sexology. Imagine making a difference in our world. Learn more at clinicalsexologyphd.org.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Hey, hey. So, some questions. I said you told me earlier in the call that it was in Budapest that you were attuned to Akashic Reiki. Do you think it was coming through, it was already there, but it was the place that you were in that brought it out? I know that's a random thing to say.
Yeah, it was already there. So how it developed over the, when I've been working the Akashic Records, so I've been doing readings since 2016 was when I first started. And over the, certainly the last 2 or 3 years, I kept getting drawn into this flame in the records, which I hadn't learned from anywhere, but it was there, and it was doing a lot of the heavy lifting for me. And I was using that as a personal healing tool, if you like. In the months running up to my trip, it kept on showing me. It kept on just being there, this flame, even when I was just on a walk. And I'm like, what is this? And it kept coming through at the on the in this well, essentially. And even before then, I remember thinking there's something trying to come through to me, But for whatever reason, I didn't. It did come through in a meditation once that I was guiding some of my clients in, but it didn't fully form. I think what happened that night in Bulgaria, I'd been in on a retreat. I'd opened up a lot. I'd been very vulnerable. I'd, you know, crack my heart open. And I was somewhere unfamiliar. It was very quiet where I was. I think there was something to do with the mountains. You know, if you even think about Reiki, Asui Reiki, that was received by Master Asui on top of a mountain, right? Which I didn't consider at the time. It was also it was a perfectly dark night and the stars were just out in all of their glory. And I think it was just like the perfect storm of circumstance that allowed my openness and my willingness to receive it. And, you know, actually, it's a great question to ask, because that week I'd also made a commitment to what my legacy is. And one of the things that had come up during that week was the things that I'd seen in the spiritual space and in the wellness space that weren't quite sitting right with me. These things of looping and this kind of the poor healer complex that's often so prominent. And there was all these things that I'm like, things need to change. And it was that, which now I see 18 months later, you know, now the course is out there and I've already had my first cohort of students come through, and how it's founded is it is meeting a lot of these questions that I had. And so I think it was a mix of my intention, good timing, my openness, 3 a.m., the mountain, like, you know, it's all the things.
So how can people work with you? Because it's a new thing. You know, I know you've run a Hayden word beta course or anything like that. Because this is not what this is. This is a living thing that's going to change people's lives. So how can they find you?
Yeah. So one of my commitments as the holder of this lineage, like, I realize the responsibility that comes with holding something like this. I opened up the first round only to my previous students, anyone who'd worked with me beforehand, just for many reasons. It wanted to be held in this space. But one of my commitments is that it's up to me and my practitioners to get the word and the energy and the experience out of Akashic Reiki and what it is. So I've created a website which holds my practitioners. So anyone who comes and learns with me will be featured on this website, and it also has a lot of information around what Akashic Reiki is. So you can find that at akashicreiki.org, and that has all of the information on there, including my contact details, or you can find me on social media at the Melissa Amos.
I shall make sure I put all that out when it comes, the show comes out. So finally, one question. If Akashic Reiki had one message for healers and intuitives at this moment, what would it be?
That's a great question.
I threw that in, didn't I?
That's a great question. I'm asking. It's this knowing that you're perfectly placed where you are and that you're perfectly made, and that any desire that you have came to you for a reason. Every challenge that you have, as you overcome them and you bring that unconditional love for yourself, will help strengthen you. And that you, your purpose is your expression and your creation. And everything's being recorded in every single moment. And it's up to you what the story of your life is.
That's amazing. Going to be. So as we close, trust whatever you felt during this conversation. Recognition doesn't need explaining. Akashic Reiki is a living frequency, and this is how we walk the Akashic way, with acceptance, truth, and remembrance. Getting this all, by the way, from Melissa. And if this work has spoken to you, Melissa Amos truly is the go-to guide in this field. Thank you, Melissa, for coming on.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for tuning in to Feng Shui Your Way. I can't wait to share more insights and inspirations with you in the next episode. Remember, life is all about creating harmony and welcoming positive energy into your world. Until next time, stay balanced and keep your energy flowing.